What's ahead for land-grant universities? A four-part series starts today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In 1862, Abraham Lincoln signed the Morrill Act to fund new land-grant universities to focus on agriculture and the mechanic arts. Indiana's Purdue University is one of them. Jay Ackridge is a trustee chair in teaching and learning excellence there.
It is really a challenging time for higher education broadly. Public trust in higher ed has been on the decline for some time. An NBC poll earlier this week reported one-third of those surveyed did not believe a college education was worth the cost. We hear concerns about cost. We hear concerns about debt. Lots of students start college, not enough finish. People ask questions about, are students prepared for that step into the work world? We get questions, maybe criticisms about university research integrity and relevance. Are we working on the right things? And certainly within the land grant context, people ask questions about the future of extension. So lots of headwinds out there for the sector.
At the same time, says Ackridge,
financial returns to a college degree are very strong for the vast majority who finish. And we just completed a study with USDA looking at employment opportunities for ag students, and demand for students with ag degrees is expected to remain really strong.
Ackridge moderated a Farm Foundation panel on the future of land grants, and there's more tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.